Elections offices across the state are in the middle of manually recounting thousands of ballots in the U.S. Senate and Florida Agricultural Commissioner races. I was at the Duval County Election Center Friday as the complicated recount got underway. The Senate race between Republican Governor Rick Scott and Democratic incumbent Bill Nelson is up first. Election staff roll in carts with what look like red pizza delivery bags filled with ballots.
Bag 2, early voting. 252851.
I have 252851.
Stacks are distributed to 15 to 20 tables, each manned by two counters and three or four observers of various political affiliations. It takes less than an hour for all those ballots to be counted, but they were just the vote-by-mail ballots. The counters still have to get through all the early voting and Election Day ballots, 13,000 overall, then do the whole process all over again for the Agricultural Commissioner contest. While ballots are being counted, all the challenge ballots from the previous round are taken to the canvassing board.
It's MR3, ballot style 180.
They place the challenge ballots on an old-fashioned overhead projector and on TV screens around the room so the crowd can see as the board decides how to categorize the votes. One voter wrote in Santa Claus, which the board unanimously agreed is a no vote. The long election should finally come to an end on Sunday, when manual recounts have to be included in official returns due to the state. Brendan Rivers, 89.9 WJCT News.